11 projects based in Prince George are receiving a total of $483,203 generated through the province's civil forfeiture grant program. The money goes towards community safety and crime prevention initiatives, support for people experiencing gender-based violence, and Indigenous people recovering from trauma. $240,500 is going to Carrier Sakani Family Services for 4 projects, led by $140,000 for its First Nations Child and Youth Advocacy Center. As well, $40,000 will go to each of the CSFS's Walk Tall After School Program and Sons of the Land, an on-reserve men's group with the goal of minimizing the incidence of domestic violence, while $20,500 will go to a sexual violence survivor support program. Prince George RCMP is getting $62,823 for a liaison who provides support and information to victims of crime and coordinates with investigators, prosecutors, and Indigenous partners. Grants of $40,000 are also going to the YMCA of Northern BC for a crime prevention program aimed at young people with complex needs and an elevated risk for criminal activity, and to the Prince George Sexual Assault Center to host interviews of sexual assault victims at the center in partnership with the RCMP. Unlocking the Gates Services Society is getting $39,750 for a peer health mentorship program aimed at those who have been released from Prince George Regional Correctional Center or the Prince George Youth Custody Center. Noosta Yo Elementary School is getting $19,880 for its Eagle Nest Summer Day Camp. In all, $9.7 million is being distributed to 197 projects across the province, with $3.7 million collected from forfeited recoveries secured through the Civil Forfeiture Office, which targets alleged proceeds and instruments of unlawful activity, as well as $6 million from provincial funding.